Test 65, Section 3, Question 6. And here we're looking for what can be properly inferred or what's 100% certain. And it says the calm, shallow waters of coastal estuaries are easily polluted by sewage. When they become over-nutrified, algae proliferate, so too much nutrients, get too much algae. The abundant algae, in turn, sometimes provide a rich food source for microorganisms that are toxic to fish, thereby killing most of the fish in the estuary. So basically, you get sewage, which has a lot of nutrients, and then they get a lot of algae, and the algae get fed on by these microorganisms that are kill off the fish, and then they kill off most of the fish. So this sort of seems like, well, then sewage can actually end up killing the fish. So something like that. Fish in an estuary that has been polluted by sewage are generally more likely to die from pollution than are fish in an estuary that has been polluted in some other way. This was going well, but we don't know about other types of pollution, and so no. B, in estuary waters that contain abundant algae, microorganisms that are toxic to fish reproduce more quickly than other types of microorganisms. And the problem is we don't know about other types of microorganisms, we just know about the toxic ones. C, nutrients and other components of sewage do not harm fish in coastal estuaries in any way other than through resulting proliferation. Well, we don't know for sure that there's not other bad things, we just know that there is this one bad thing. Algae will not proliferate in coastal estuaries that are not polluted by nutrient-rich sewage. We don't know necessarily that they don't proliferate. We just know that when we do have that, we get it. And then over-nutrifying estuary waters by sewage can result in the death of most of the fish. Yeah, that's what we have, because that's exactly kind of what our chain of inference led to. And therefore, answer choice E is our correct one.